The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, you are tuned in to A Sweet Life with your boys, Malik Rashid, Chief Johnson, and we doing one of our catch-ups. We remote this time because the brother's been moving around, busy, but blessed.
Niggas got jobs.
Right? Real jobs. Y'all think it's a game out here. We out here working, working.
working. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Nah, listen, man. First of all, I just want to We want to acknowledge a couple things. First of all, let's the world at large, obviously specifically the black community and the entertainment community lost the icon. Yeah. This past week, Clarence Avant. As I noted in one of my Instagram posts, I had the privilege of sitting with Clarence in 2012. I just got to Epic Records and had just, you know, gotten the vice presidency. And a gentleman named Kevin Hall, who was a publisher over at Rondor Publishing at the time, reached out to me and said, you need to sit with Clarence. Clarence needs to sit down with you. And at the time, if I'm being honest, I didn't even know the magnitude of that. I didn't know the magnitude of being summoned by Clarence Avant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you've seen the Black Godfather documentary, now you understand, like, you were basically getting called to the mat to be directed on how you should conduct yourself, what you meant to the culture, that you were being positioned, and how the scalability of that, making sure that your life, you know, if there were some things, like, look, I'm here to help you straighten it out. And funny enough, I won't even say funny enough, ironically enough, the conversation that he gave me was one on, if you've seen the documentary, was on numbers, how everything is a number. The beginning of life, they, you know, drop you a number, your social security, to the time you leave and, you know, leave this realm and expire or whatever. So, but he was what a connector and facilitator, man. Like, when you watch that documentary and you see the breadth, the scope of everyone that he touched, like, I mean, he left it all on, he left here on empty. I think he left it all on the table. And that's the importance, is when you leave here knowing that people have something to pick up the torch. Somebody wants to pick up the torch and acknowledges that it needs to be picked up.
Yeah.
So he did his thing, man.
For sure. And I think, you know, when people think, sometimes hearing that saying, like, leaving the world empty, they think, like, that's leaving and you were just depleted, and, you know, but that's not the case. It's like, you just lived a life where you gave it your all and you poured into people and, you know, you just, you went hard, like, your whole time. So, you know, I was having this conversation too with Uncle B, Jen's brother, and I was like, we're just talking about birthdays and, you know, again, referencing Head about, you know, when I looked at it, I was like, damn, I want to celebrate 50 more of these things. And when you think about that, like, that's a whole nother lifetime, a whole nother lifetime to learn new skill sets, to make an impact on people, to do magnificent things in your career, to travel. So, you know, we have to, again, just take down the guardrails and stop putting limitations on ourselves based on time. You know, I know we're always up against the shot clock, you know, because we don't know how much time we have. But again, to your point, if you just give it your all and every day you wake up and you go as hard as you can, that's what life's about, you know.
Absolutely, man. Listen, speaking of, you know, life and whatever, you another trip around the sun, brother.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Happy birthday. You know, I don't have to tell you what you mean to me, my family, our close friends. Yo, man, just solid. Again, happy birthday to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you were telling me off camera. I know y'all went and got it in last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. Aria got her bone marrow.
Got her bone marrow. Tossed some whiskeys back. Had some steak. Just laughed and enjoyed, man.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about, man. I got everything I need as far as, like, you know, toys and, you know, clothes and all those things. So, like, the memories of, like, the laughter and sharing stories and, you know, watching Aria chomp down her bone marrow at 8 years old at the fanciest steak restaurant is what it's all about, man. And just a moment to just reflect and just another thing too is cool too is like now my birthday is always going to be around the anniversary of this show too, you know, so we just passed. Whoa. Right. You know, we just made it to our
one year, baby.
Yeah, which
1 year,
which went by quick. You know, it went by quick, and but it seemed like it hasn't been that long. But I think we've taken a tremendous amount of like leaps and strides in that. And yeah, I'm just excited for what's coming next. You know, building a lot of stuff, and you know, again, always just looking to align ourselves with amazing people who, you know.
A lot of great conversations
to
have.
Yeah.
And some I'm sure we want to circle back on. And, you know what I mean? We've had a number of guests where, a couple of guests where we're like, yo, those were pretty magical moments. And, you know, you want to circle back and kind of like dig in a little further. Because, again, those moments, they're all special, but there are some very particular moment. So like you, man, so filled with so much gratitude. A year of this, this is episode 42, right?
I believe so.
42. Our James Worthy number, bro. We got a James Worthy number for y'all. James Worthy 42.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, one of the greatest, didn't call him the greatest, so don't start that shit, but one of the greatest small forwards to play, because y'all will start some whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
yeah, man.
Yo, speaking of that, sports, let's talk about the upcoming season. I mean, we just had a Hall of Fame game. We heavily now in the preseason. How you what you thinking? I mean, you
don't
you
matter. Got, Bears you to the Super two. Bowl. Stop playing with me.
Vegas, right? Yeah. Period.
Yo, I would.
Period.
I'd give my left leg if the Bears went to the Super Bowl and in Vegas. But I'm going. We going to the Super Bowl regardless, just because it's in Vegas. That's one thing I haven't been yet to. Is the Super Bowl. I haven't been to a finals game either, but I've been to playoff games. I've been to, like, a lot of those things. So, definitely on the bucket list because it's in the backyard. But, yeah, I think this year is going to be super competitive. there was a lot of like trades and a lot of free agencies, a lot of moves made, and I think there's going to be a lot of like just solid competition this year. And I think, you know, probably more than any the past few years, honestly, like I think there could be like some front runners that have kind of been, you know, mediocre teams the past few years that start making their climb up, and the Bears being one of them. You know, I think they finally got a pretty good receiving core. They got a bunch of young talent, you know, some growing pains, but I think Justin is finally going to have some protection on the O-line, and he's going to get to work. And so I'm excited about my team this season, but who knows, by the fourth game, I could be like in a Detroit Lions hat.
Detroit Lions. How much do you give to the fact that Aaron Rodgers is joining the New York Jets, which is so crazy again? You know why? Because after Brett Favre left,
he went to the Vikings first.
Nah, he went to the Jets.
And then Vikings.
Then he went to the Vikings. Yeah. The Vikings were the end.
Look, man, I'm just glad Aaron Rodgers is out of my division.
Okay.
But, you know, it's cool to see, like, again, for me, I like seeing, like, a lot of the kind of older teams that haven't been good to start make, like, some headways.
Do you think he's going to make that big a difference?
I think so. I mean,
okay,
they were a pretty decent team without, you know, like a marquee quarterback, and they got a bunch of young guys. Their defense is pretty solid. They got good young offensive talent. So I think, you know, I think it's a 3-4 games, you know, swing, maybe two to three, because that is a tough, you know, the competition is just really tough. But again, I think it's going to be an exciting season, and I think October and November, December are just amazing months because football's on, basketball's on, like sports is just like, you know, amazing. Something's going on every day. So I'm excited about that.
I'm a huge college fan, so I'm excited for the young boys to get into it, man. Boys gonna get into it. I'm gonna go see Mateo up in Oregon.
Yeah, can we piggyback on that? I want to go up there too. And watch that. Watch them in Corvallis.
The one game that we should go to. Well, he's in Eugene. DJ's in Corvallis, at Oregon State. So you know that's gonna be crazy that the two brothers are gonna compete in a huge rivalry game on opposite sides. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
I'm gonna stir the fire a little bit. Mateo at one time said that if he could get a sack on DJ, he might take his pads off and helmet right on the field and walk off. You know what I'm saying? Like that might be career. I'm sure he wants a lot more than that, but that should be special, man. I love seeing, you know, when these new kids, you know, come into the college ranks and start making a name for themselves. I'm excited for USC to see, you know, if we can build on what was started last year. Obviously, the Heisman Trophy winner is coming back, and hopefully, though, we play some defense this year. That would help.
What about Neon Dion and the Buffs?
Yeesh. I'm not worried.
But do you think, like, you think they're going to have a good season, or you think they're going
to? I think that that's a project. First of all, the alignment, like there's a lot of things, right? The NIL and whose alumni has got the resources, the money, let's just be honest about it. Then it's like, you know, I know they had a lot of people transfer out of the program. Just because I guess, you know, like people follow other coaches and feel like they're gonna get a shot somewhere else. I think it's gonna take a little bit. Dion, Coach Prime came in real hot, like yo, we gonna. But I think it's gonna take a little take a little bit of time. There are still the stellar programs and what's still the Pac-12 right now, which are, you know, back is USC, Oregon's always, you know, cool or good. So, you know, Utah that handed USC their ass twice last year.
Yeah.
And they got the quarterback coming back. So it's gonna be exciting, but I think the Buffs are gonna fall probably like in the middle of the pack, maybe, you know, towards the end of the season, get a little better, but we'll see.
I think it's just cool, again, though, like for the kids to have other options, you know what I mean, schools that, you know, because again, like if you're a top athlete, right? You have your like bulletin board of like the mega schools, and then you know, some of the other kids like, oh, I got a scholarship to this, which might not be so alluring, but now, like you said, Utah's good, Colorado is you know, starting to make some footing. So I think it's great for the kids, the student athletes, to feel like they can go somewhere else where their talent is going to get, you know, some shine, and they can be under the wing of like some really great coaches and in these great programs, and don't feel like they missed out because they might have not got to go to Alabama or Florida or Florida State, you know. So I love to see that.
Yeah, I'm the only thing I'm just personally sad is about the whole realignment thing. You know, when you grow up in Southern Cali or on the West Coast, period. From here to
Pac-10.
Washington. Yeah, the Pac-10, the Pac-12, like those Washington State games, Oregon State, Stanford, Cal, like, you know, obviously USC and UCLA, historical rivalry, you know, in between the hash marks. So to see that shit dissipating is kind of heartbreaking, man, because it's just like, it just means everything. I don't know how this is, look, this is obviously all driven by money, television revenue, again, NIL, people trying to align themselves, you know, make sure they get on television enough. I just hope they don't hurt the kids, because like now, you know, it was one thing for a kid to have to travel from USC to go up, you know, on a 2-hour flight to play UW, right? But to now have to go across the country and play Ohio State and Michigan State, like, that's different. That's a whole week. And from an academic standpoint, I don't know how that is at all helpful. You know what I'm saying? But that's another whole story. Another thing we should touch on is, you know, first of all, want to send nothing but the best of energy to Bronny James and his family. And then I just recently saw another young man passed away probably a week or two ago, who was one of the top 25 players, basketball recruit. This cardiac arrhythmia thing, like, it's happening a lot.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I think where high school athletics and collegiate athletics should focus a little more on is like trying to get these kids like really, really tested. You know what I mean? Yes. Like early, because again, like majority of us kids raised in the hoods, kids raised in, you know, not in affluent places, don't have doctors, we'll never see a cardiologist until it's too late. So if you want to stand on the
general position, right?
So if you want to stand on the back of these athletes and stuff, like, start getting them tested early. You know what I mean?
That
should be a part of it. Period. Like,
that should be a part of it.
If you're playing athletics,
on the field.
Yeah. So I think that's the only way around it, man.
Full screening, right? Like a full screening.
Like full.
Because a lot of it they're saying that is like these things are undiagnosed, you know. So that, again, not calling anyone negligent. Again, a lot of these kids come from, you know, disadvantaged backgrounds. And even if you don't, like, the majority of us don't really tap in until it's like something's wrong, right?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So with that being said, like, we just, again, these kids have got to, like, be seen early on so that we can prevent these things. And
yeah,
you know, Bronny's not probably hooping, but at least not this year, I would think. But he's here to be with his family, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? I remember Shaquille O'Neal's son had an issue, a cardiac issue and all of that. So, yeah.
And I just think that's what the conversation needs to be, right? Like, we get hung up on, like, people have their conspiracy theory. Oh, was it COVID? Was it this? Was it that? But the conversation really should be like, how can we improve this?
How can we improve it?
Period. You know what I mean? How can we make this so these things don't happen? And these kids know, like, exactly. You know, I don't know. You could probably count on your hand how many times you went and seen a physician when you were a poor kid, right? You know what I mean? Because you don't have insurance. You don't have these things. So, right. So I think, you know, that's what the upper level, the agents, the people that really have some sway should really be talking about in high school athletics and collegiate athletics. You know, like, we got to get some stuff in place to really look out for these kids.
For the betterment of the kids. Yeah, these NIL groups who are, you know, trying to stir kids to their universities, also stir them to, hey, man, I want you to go see a great heart physician. Let's go make sure you're good.
Yeah.
Let's get every, you know what I'm saying? Let's make sure you don't have anything that's hereditary or, again, undiagnosed.
Yeah.
So that you can be here for a long time. You
know
what I mean? And that's what you do if you care about somebody, your client or whatever. Just let's not just look at the moment. Can we look around the
corner
and make sure that you have a long, successful life? And that life may not even be on the gridiron or on the hardwood. Man, there's so many possibilities. So that's why it literally guts me to see these young men going down, because, you know, they may not, again, they may not ever catch a pass in the NFL or, you know what I'm saying, make a goal line saving tackle.
Yeah.
They might end up being a senator. You know what I'm saying? They might end up being a Clarence Avant, a facilitator, you know? So
yeah, and the parents,
some years.
The parents got to ask those questions too, you know, when they have you know, kids that are going into college and playing, you know, athletics at a high level. Ask the school, what's your medical facility like? What is, you know, and we don't, you know, these are questions we don't ask because we don't know, you know. Have context for it. So, again, I pray, like, all these young men and women who are playing sports and, you know, get medical, you know, get checked medically, you know, and then that people that make the decisions start looking at, like, implementing some things to help them. Yeah, man. That's.
What's the rest of the weekend looking like? Which it's still your birthday, man. I mean, you know, at this point, you get a whole month. But what's the rest of the weekend looking like?
About to go see the boy. Go see that concert. Him and 21. I think they added Sexy Red on there too.
Yeah, they added Sexy Red.
Yeah.
She's having a crazy moment, like, you know what I mean, like, to go from that to, like, I know she's on a couple of the dates and everything. I love to see people evolve, you know what I'm saying? So I'm interested. I also love that Drake is one of the artists of this generation that identifies other people and is like, yo, come along with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, come get this education, come get this tutelage, whether it's him jumping on people's records or him acknowledging people. You saw he just did not acknowledge that kid, Touchdown Tizo. Is that his name? Or Tizo? I want to
say Tizo.
Jay Hill is my man. I don't want to mess up the name, but yeah, Drake, I guess, was saying the other night he heard some of the best music of his life.
Oh, Jay Hill's producing?
Jay Hill, he signed to Jay Hill.
Oh, snap. Shout out Jay Hill, man.
Jay Hill's been on it for a long time.
Long time.
That kid in the parking lot of of an Atlanta mall, and he was, you know, like hustling beats and everything. He was just trying to get on. So to see him have this moment is dope for him and Tabari Francis, yeah, who's been a long time collaborator.
Just great dudes, great dudes.
Yep. Like loving to see all of these, all of this coming up. So you going to see Drake?
Yeah.
And then what else is going on? You going to the family cook? Yo, I know they cooking you some. What's the place we went to? And y'all had a tray of them. It's a Filipino food.
What, lumpia?
A tray of them. That wasn't lumpia. It was these like crab shrimp balls.
Oh, shrimp balls. But that, yeah, that's just like. That's just a spot up there that makes them fire. Yeah.
Y'all gonna get some this weekend?
Nah, I don't think so. We're gonna eat something tonight, but I don't know yet. But that's it. Just mellow, knock out some more work, and then just plan on next week us locking back in with some more dope guests.
Yes, sir.
That's it, man. Yes, but yes, yeah, before we get out of here, I just want to say thoughts and prayers still with Hawaii.
Yes.
Make sure if you can donate, you know, find a reputable, you know, site, place, foundation to donate to. And let's help them get back on the feet. Because we all know the government ain't gonna really do much, you know. So
yeah, they over there trying to cop the land already.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
sad.
Nuts. And specifically to our community, you know, which is, especially if you're from Long Beach, right, or wherever you're from, like, in Long Beach, there's a heavy poly community. And, you know, they're very supportive of one another, and they're very impacted by this. I know there's a lot of us, a lot of my friends, your friends, friends we know in the industry, a lot of us have crazy shoe collections, like crazy shoe collections. Man, when you get older, you start to realize, like, yo, this is dope. Like, I don't have any other vices, but I do like shoes. For the guys that got 100 shoes, 50 shoes in the closet, again, yeah, put those joints in a bag. You know what I'm saying? Find a reputable foundation and make sure we get them over to the people. Whatever you got, you know what I mean? But a lot of us have, we've been dealing in excess.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be honest about it. So I know I have a number of things. As soon as I can, get to the storage, get those things, you know, washed or cleaned, and get those things, again, to a reputable, you know, third party, and get those over to those people, because we've all enjoyed Hawaii. Hawaii is an amazing place.
Beautiful
people are amazing, community. I recorded a project over there. Matter of fact, Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac owned the studio, and we frequented that restaurant a lot. So again, just, you know, prayers and love to them, and yeah, whatever we can do, let's make sure that we all, you know, are vigilant in helping these people get back on their feet and get and not become displaced. Whatever we can do,
helps. Before we get out of here, you got any words of wisdom for this week for the peeps out there? Anything you wanna, you know?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. You know, personally, you know, I don't want to go into specifics, but you know, my family, my immediate core family, you know, we've had a couple of hurdles, but I will say, sometimes I used to think like, man, I'm alone on an island to myself. Let me tell you, it may not be 20 people or even the people that you expect, but you are not alone. I think we are, especially in our industry, in this industry and other industries where it's like, yo, I can't show that, don't want them to see that, don't, whatever. Like, you can access help. You can access help for everything. You just got to be willing to, you know, again, find your safe spaces and whatever. So I just say, like, don't let your pride or shame about anything, whether it's, you know, dealing with a mental health aspect issue or dealing with whatever, like, man, wanting to lose weight. Tap into your friends, bro. Tap into your friends and get the help. Like, I know you're on some, you got group chats with your friends. I'm on a couple of group chats with different friends and we on there shooting the shit. But there's a particular group chat that I'm on. One of the parties on the group chat asked for help, or just was like, didn't even really ask for help, but was like, yo, my daughter's playing volleyball and this is da 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 da. And everybody who was able to help, you know, pitched in $50, $20. That's a beautiful thing, man. Like, again, we can't be afraid. And if you are afraid, then maybe you're not around people who are really your friends. If you can't, like, yo, come to them and they know you and have context for you, and you can't speak on certain things or talk about certain things, you got to hide it, or, you know. And I understand certain things are just for certain people, like, because there's people all like that in our life. Like, yeah, that's not really his space. I could talk to Chief about this. Oh, I could talk to, you know, whoever about this. So just know that you're not alone on an island. That was my long spiel. Do never, never, never think you're alone, because you are not alone in any of this. We're not alone. You know? So with that said, man, again, I want to wish you the happiest of birthdays. Enjoy yourself this weekend. I'm sure we'll catch up. And to everybody out there, I don't want to call fans. I want to call, like, just supporters and advocates. Thank you guys for 1 year. Appreciate y'all. Chief Johnson, Malik Rashid, A Sweet Life. We'll see y'all soon.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.